Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Psychic Talk Radio. We're simulcasting on radio and YouTube today. I am live video streaming. That's right. You can come and see me. Just open a new tab in your browser. Type in www.psychic.cafe/live and write that down because it's good for all of our shows every day. Same bat time, same bat channel. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and that's 7 p.m. in the UK. So again, it is psychic.cafe/live. That's it. Yep. Real short URL for you, psychic.cafe/live. So if you're listening to us on radio, maybe you've dialed into the program on Blog Talk, you can come over to the YouTube channel and see me. And you can join us in the chat there as well and hang out with us in the cafe. That's right, Psychic Cafe. Grab your coffee or tea and pull up a chair. Let's hang out and talk about all them psychic things, right? Tarot and numerology and whatever comes to mind. Yes, we would love to chat with you. I see people popping into the chat room already. Autumn is back in there. And Anila and Meta Crazy, we're getting all of our returning favorite listeners and viewers that hang out with us. Hey, what's going on Blog Talk? Oh, we already have callers on Blog Talk. So it goes both ways. Not only can you join us in the chat and see me live on video stream on YouTube, but if you're watching the YouTube show, you can call in to the radio switchboard, and that's 714-816-4628. It's going off screen right now, but it'll come back around in a sec. We got our scroll down here, and everything that I'm talking about, if you don't write it down or can't remember it, it's right down here. Our sale and our coffee page for tipping. And our telephone number, 714-816-4628. Now, you can just call in and just listen to the show. Just dial in and listen away. But if you want to be live on air with me, the secret is you have to push one on your dial pad. Yeah. So that moves you up from the bottom of the list with all the people listening to the show up into the caller queue and raises your hand next to your phone number, lets me know that you want to be live on air with me. And we'll be going to phone calls shortly. We've got, let's see, area code 562 is first, then 212. And there's other people listening. Remember, 714-816-4628. And then press one on your dial pad if you want to be live on air. If not, if you're just listening, that's perfectly fine too. Write that number down too. So those are the two things you need to write down because it's good for all of our shows. 714-816-4628. And that URL I gave you, psychic.cafe/live, because each day, we're on every day. So each day, it'll take you to the live on YouTube for that day. And then you can pop into the chat with us. Any other people coming into the chat yet? Oh, I'm waiting for more of our regulars to pop into the chat. We already have some questions in there. And oh, by the way, I guess I should mention that you can ask questions in the chat as well as calling in and talking to us. So if you can't dial into the show, I mean, I love chatting on the phone lines with you, right? That's the best. And you get that energy and everything. But typing it in the chat is just as good. Yep. So what you do is you type your question or ask me to pull a card for you in the chat. Now, there's no list. There's, you don't have to ask to get put on a list. You don't have to ask the question. Just type the question in, whatever it is. And those of you getting in the chat now, just look at Autumn and Neela and all that have already typed questions and things in there. So if you just want something general, say, hey, please pull a card for me, or type in your question. That's all you got to do, because I scroll back and I go through the chat in the order that you typed it in, and I take all of your questions in order. So when you type in your question, try to keep it, you know, a couple of lines. Don't write a book. And, you know, make it as succinct as you can. And, you know, really, what do you want to know, right? What is it you want to know? Oh, I'm not positioned right here. I got to adjust myself. Got my gecko on here with the sunglasses. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that, because we have geckos in Tucson. It's overcast today, though. It looks like it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Hey, Nick's in there. Hi, Nick. And Private Name is in there. Private Name was here yesterday, I believe. And so, hey, we got some regulars starting to fill things up. I've been paying attention a little bit to the view count right after the live. So not the views later on that people watch the replay, but right after the show goes off. And the view count has been going up. I mean, it was really low, you know, in the teens. And now we've had ones, you know, days where it's been like in the 30s, 60s, 50s, 40s, all over the place, you know. So it's really cool. You guys can help us out too. Yeah. Do you have other people that are interested in tarot, numerology, some of the other psychic sciences? Maybe they're into astrology or psychic mediumship or channeling or anything like that, animal communication. Yeah, tell them about Psychic Talk and that they can come and join us every day of the week, 11 a.m. Pacific, so Los Angeles time, 11 a.m. And then Mountain time, 12 noon. So that's like, I want to say like Denver, you know, time. And currently Phoenix and Tucson, actually, we're on Mountain time. But in March, sorry, we're in March. In, what is it? Actually, it's this weekend. Yeah, when everybody else moves their clocks, we don't move our clocks. So guess what? I'm going to be on West Coast time, Pacific time. So same time as, you know, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. I'm going to be on your time, and I got to start the shows at 11 a.m. instead of 12 noon. Now, it won't change for the rest of you because you all move your clocks. So it'll still be 11 a.m. in Los Angeles, 12 p.m. in like Denver, you know, Central is 1 p.m. I want to say like Chicago, I guess, Amarillo, that part of Texas, the panhandle. And then on the East Coast, it's 2 p.m. So New York time, Florida time. And then if you're in the UK, you know, London, it would be 7 p.m., 7 p.m. So the times won't change for you guys, but I got to get up a little earlier every day starting on Sunday, this coming Sunday, which actually is going to be Sunday's going to be great. I am, let's see, that's the second Sunday, so it won't be the Angelic View. It'll be a Psychic Talk radio show. And after, and I think Pamela Steele, the tarot author, Pamela Steele, if you guys have been around, you've seen Pamela, you know, she's fantastic, right? She's going to join me as my co-host. And then directly after that show, there is a Zoom meeting that everybody can join in. And she's going to be doing a workshop on the Celtic Cross. It's called Tell Me a Story. I always forget the name of it, so I have to think. Tell Me a Story. And directly after that will be a discussion and Q&A on, you can ask questions on the workshop, but you can ask questions on anything about Psychic Cafe, our new community website, becoming a host on Psychic Talk. You can ask about becoming a member of the Tarot Guild, our lifetime membership, getting certified, how do you get certified, all that kind of stuff. How do you become a professional psychic advisor or tarot reader? How can you grow your business by putting yourself and your business on Psychic Cafe, on Psychic Talk Radio and YouTube? Yeah. And, Charlotte's in there. Hey, Charlotte. Hi. And Charlotte's one of our moderators. If you have any questions, ask Charlotte in chat. Also, Dan will probably be along soon. So ask Dan Metheny, Michelle Metheny. Michelle's one of our hosts. Dan is her husband and recently became one of our lifetime members. He's toying with the idea of doing a show too, or at least maybe joining us, you know, maybe him and Michelle and I, you know, on a Tuesday show or something, just pop on, you know, he's an intuitive. We'll have to see. I don't know if he's comfortable with, you know, doing readings per se, but he might have some interesting, you know, tidbits of conversation in the area of psychic ability and intuition and things like that. Be very interesting. Let's see. Oh, that's very strange. I went back to check the phone lines and the callers we had dropped off. And this was happening the last 2 days. And I don't know if it's a Blog Talk thing or if people just get impatient. You know, as soon, it's weird because I see them coming in and I start the show. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm going to the phone lines and they're gone. You know, I mean, there's people on the phone lines, but they don't have their hands raised. So I'm assuming they're just listening to the show. So if you've dialed in and you want to be live on air with me, press 1 on your dial pad. That'll put you up in the caller queue and raise your hand. That way I know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, hey, it's wide open, folks. 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air with me. Meanwhile, I'm going to go back to the chat and we'll answer some questions in there. Before that, let's talk about the numerology of the day. It's Wednesday, March 6th. So it's that 6 energy, which is a return to harmony and balance after the chaos of 5. Yesterday, we had some 5 energy. Did you guys feel that? So one of two things happens. You know, you have a lot of energy. You're riding the roller coasters. You're out doing the gardening, all that kind of stuff. Today's a great day for gardening, too, with that 6 energy. But sometimes things get chaotic with that 5 energy. Well, today it's 6. We've returned to harmony and balance. And it's also about relationships, hearth and home, things going on with the house physically. You know, maybe you're renovating. I don't know. Also, the entire date, March 6, 2024, let's see, 3 and 6 would be the 9 energy plus the 8 energy of the universal year. We are in the world year of 8, abundance and prosperity, if you didn't know about that. And so 8 plus the 9, we get the 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. So the energy from the date is that abundance and prosperity energy. It's great. It's in alignment with the world year energy. And all year long, whenever it comes in alignment, that's a great day, you know, to really manifest the things you want to manifest. The energy is all set, so to speak, for that. And then for cards of the day, well, I got one of my favorite cards, which comes up a lot on these shows, the Hanged Man. It's one of those thinking outside the box cards. Yep. Yeah. So I know, and I'm just doing a little smiling there. You know why I do that? I mentioned it yesterday. It's because then YouTube picks that up as the picture, the thumbnail for these lives. So I don't have to like do it manually. I know I'm cheating, you know? So yeah, you know, I often talk about how there's often a delay with the hanged man. And I talk about how like Odin, and the Yggdrasil tree, he hung himself upside down to, I think it was for a long time. I want to say 40 days. I don't know. It was long. It was to gain the knowledge of the runes. All right. So what this fella has done in this card, and I can turn it upside down, you know, look, the glowing like a halo around him. And he's got a slight smile on his face. Got his hands behind his back. He's got one leg behind the other, making symbol of 4. Okay. And, you know, this is not someone that's been hung. This is someone that has hanged themselves on purpose so that they can look at the world 180 degrees upside down from the rest of us. They are looking for a, you know, a different perspective on things. Now, you know, sometimes the hanged man shows up and says, this is a good time to wait, you know, take a chill pill, you know, just give time for the universe to like sort things out, work things out a little bit. It can also be a card of sacrifice. Maybe there's something you need to sacrifice to move things along, you know. Trying to think. Take one for the team. Yeah. It can also be simply saying, hey, hang in there, right? Just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. This is the thing, though. When I was shuffling, the Heart of the Matter card that I got when I cut the deck was the Knight of Wands. The Knight's action cards, you know, even the Knight of Pentacles, where it looks like he's not even moving. They're all moving just at four different paces, okay? And this is one of the fastest ones, fire energy, following your passions and just going for it, you know. I mean, maybe not as fast as the sword, you know. So like, because air, you know, moves faster, the Knight of Swords. But the Knight of Wands is about taking action, especially in the direction of what you're passionate about. And when you've got that together with the Hanged Man, okay, this is letting you know that, no, the Hanged Man is not talking about a delay in this case. He's not talking about, hey, you know, maybe you need to take a break. You know, maybe you need to sacrifice something, wait a while, you know, all those kind of meanings. Because with the Knight of Wands, it's saying, go for it. So the other interpretations then make a lot more sense, such as what I started out talking about, and that is getting a different context on a situation, looking at it differently, thinking outside the box. It's one of those thinking outside the box cards. You know, I should do a whole, you know, mini workshop on the thinking outside the box cards. A lot of the fours, right? You know, anything with that four energy. Yeah. So that's what I got for the cards of the day, numerology of the day. Going to pop those cards back in the deck because sometimes they want to show up later when we're doing the readings on the show. So how's everybody doing today? Numerology and the cards of the day out of the way. Oh, we've got a couple of callers. I'm going to go to callers first, and then I'll come to your questions in chat, folks, because they've been waiting, and I told you Dan was going to show up, and see, there he is. Hi, Dan. We also have Manil, or Manil, M-A-N-I-L. I think of Manila when I see that, but there's no A. It's M-A-N-I-L, Manil, something like that. All righty, so we are going to take a look. Manil says, today was such a great day. Everything felt they were settling, and it felt like a return to home. Oh, well, you know, that's perfect for today. It's that six energy, which is about healing and home and the nurturer. It's the energy of the nurturer. You know, like seven's the seeker, six is the nurturer. Yes, that fits in perfect. Charlotte saying hi to Autumn. Autumn had said, hey, what's good, Charlotte? Today for me feels like a day that the more love you share, the more love you'll get back. Oh my God. Yep. The boomerang effect, right? Yes, Charlotte, that is perfect, especially on a six energy day, right? Absolutely. So this is the kind of conversations that you'll see in chat and why we come here every day and hang out in the cafe. You might not have a question, a life question or something every day, but you can still come in and hang out, chit chat with the other people in the chat. And we're all, you know, sitting in the cafe, having our coffee or tea. Gonna take a sip right now. Coffee. Oh, it's really strong today. I swear I use the same amount of, you know, coffee grinds, water, everything's the same, but it changes. Does not make sense. I need to start doing French presses, I think. Let's see. So to kick things off, let's go over to the phone lines here. And we're going to go with area code 352. And everybody else, if you want to be live on air, don't forget to press 1 because there's a lot of callers, but they don't have their hand raised. So press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air with me. 352, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, what's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. Meta Crazy, Jill.
Oh, it's Jill. Hey, how you doing, Jill? Thanks for calling
in.
It's nice to talk. Great. What's been going on? Anything new?
Well, I need you to help me get my page getting up so I can do a Zoom on a YouTube platform.
So yeah, we can get on a Zoom and look at your profile and, you know, see what you want to do with it, how you want to set it up. I can make a custom URL for you. You know, it could be whatever you want, psychic.cafe/whatever. We could just use Jill, for instance. It could just be like psychic.cafe/Jill, you know, or MetaCafe or, you know, whatever your preference is for a custom URL. And that way you can send people real easily right to your page. psychic.cafe/Dax is mine, for instance. So I'm going to pop that up for everybody watching on YouTube so they can see what we're talking about, me and Jill are talking about. These are the custom URLs you get when you become a lifetime member or a premium member of the guild on Psychic Cafe. And, you know, if you have your own website, that's great. If you don't, you don't need one. You can set it up on Psychic Cafe. We'll make custom pages for you, whatever you need to grow your business and promote yourself. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And also on our pages, our profiles, you can chat with us in between shows. Like you can chat with me, you can book a reading with me and everything like that right at psychic.cafe/Dax. Yes. What are your plans for your page and profile and everything on Psychic Cafe, Jill?
Well, I actually do a bit of everything. I do everything from tarot cards to pendulums, but I think I'm more of a psychic. I'm trying to figure out exactly what I am. I know a lot of things that I'm the knower without knowing. I know education that I don't never, practice or got an education about. So basically, I also do what's called spirit art. I draw pictures, and then I wind up putting them on Facebook. And then people contact me, and then I do readings about their loved ones who passed away and stuff like that. So I'm slowly starting out. So I have a lot of different divination skills, just not sure how to publicize them, I guess, is what it is.
Oh, yeah, we should work on that. Also, it sounds like you're a natural channel, meaning that information that you've never studied yourself, you know, or had knowledge of just comes through. And sometimes that's
correct.
What people need, you know. Yeah, that
correct.
Sounds really good.
I know I
awesome
channel. I know I channel some great people out there. It's just I want to do right by them. So I did a lot of thinking about joining you guys. So we go to one page. I thought it was a great idea, like a Actors Guild. Now we got a Tarot Guild. I think it's definitely, I think it's going to bloom. So,
well, we've been doing it
yeah,
for nearly 20 years now.
Yep.
And now that we have Psychic Cafe, you know, it's instead of naming it Tarot Cafe, we named it Psychic Cafe. So it was in alignment with our Psychic Talk Network, the radio and YouTube shows, but also so that we could expand things out. And, you know, like I mentioned yesterday, you'll hear me more often than I think it was yesterday, or it might have been on the – well, Nick can tell me. He was at the live when we did the Zoom on Sunday. We're doing a Zoom every Sunday now where you can get your questions answered. And I mentioned how, you know, more often than not, you're going to hear me say the guild instead of the tarot guild because we want to allow everybody, you know, so channels and psychic mediums, animal communicators, astrologers – We need astrologers. It's very popular. We need animal communicators. It's very popular. We'd love to get you guys, anybody that does any of that, or channeling, psychic mediumship, anything like that, we'd love for you to join us as a host on Psychic Talk. And there's multiple ways of doing that. You can become a lifetime member like Dan in the chat there and Jill on the phone here. And you can just pop on random shows like I'm doing right now. You can also do your if you want to be on regularly on these shows with me as a guest co-host, and well, you wouldn't be a guest co-host at that point. You'd be an actual just straightforward co-host. We have a level for that. And then we go in above that, we go into custom shows. You can do a custom show once a month or biweekly or every week. It's all up to you, you know. So if you have questions about that, you can ask here on these shows all week long, but you can also join us every Sunday. And that's around 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And you can join us on Zoom and ask these questions. How do I become a Psychic Talk host? And we can talk about the different types, different levels, and all that kind of stuff. What else, Jill? What else do you want to work on?
Just basically starting this out, because I get messages like for the collective and stuff, like why COVID happened and how it's a major awakening for a lot of star seeds, and just it's about coming together right now. It's our world's coming together right now. We were basically forced. I put it called the Planetary Baker Act because I was a psych nurse, but we were all faced with a lot of death and stuff. Like, I lost my husband during COVID, which made me look into a lot of different things about life after death and made me realize that I am channeling. So, you know, I want to be able to help people out the way I got helped. I went down a very dark, dismal path, and I think I can help a lot of people who are homeless out there with drug addictions and stuff like that. And I believe that's part of my gift, is helping those who are lost and families have given up on. Because then it happens to me, but my family's on my side now that I received the help, and I want to give back because I do believe the divine is guiding me. So I think it's ironic.
Awesome.
I found your channel.
Well, I don't believe in accidents, coincidences like that. Let me tell you something, Jill. I pulled some cards to see what would come up, and I got the Queen of Pentacles. I call this the mom card, the nurturer, which fits in with that six energy today. And you're talking about being the nurturer and helping people. And I think that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I don't think it's an accident that you called on March 6th on the six energy day, you know, which is the nurturer.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense to me. And then some of the other cards I'm getting, like, you know, the two wands, the two energy is relationships and how you relate with other people, either one-on-one or in groups. And that's going along with that nurturing energy from the Queen of Pentacles. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And then on Psychic Cafe, you know, I've got the Four of Pentacles now, which is talking about establishing foundations, you know, creating structure. And that's what you can do with Psychic Cafe, and the Three of Pentacles as well, working with other people. And so, you know, working with all of us on Psychic Talk, Psychic Cafe, and so forth, is how you can reach out and start helping people, you know, going all the way back to that first card, Queen of Pentacles. And it's amazing, except for the Wands card, you know, they're all pentacles. They're all talking about, you know, career and that kind of thing, and abundance. It's just, you know, dead on. It's so perfect. Love it, love it, love
can't
it.
Can't make it up.
Yeah, can't make that up. So, yeah, we'll make time. And that's what I do, folks, is when I'm not doing these shows, I am meeting with our members and helping them set up their pages on the new community website and getting them their you know, their certificates, or if they need to get certified in something, you know, doing a certification, and then getting, you know, talking to them about how they can do radio, podcasting, YouTube, everything like that. thanks for calling in, Jill, because it also helped a lot of other people to hear that.
Thank you.
Awesome sauce. And the phone lines are still wide open. Give us a call at 714-816-4628. Again, I had a few more calls, and I was going to go to the next call, and they dropped off, you know. And we've got 475 and a bunch of other callers, and, you know, they don't have their hands raised. They're just listening in on the show, which is perfectly fine. But what's happening to the people that call in and raise their hand, and then they disappear? You know, Jill was the only one I could get to. So if you're listening live out there right now, whether you're watching on YouTube or maybe you're listening on radio, 714-816-4628. Dial in right now. Hit one on your dial pad so I can go right to your call. Also, when we do on some of these, you know, other days of the week and we, you know, get a bunch of callers, we get a bunch of questions in chat, I want to let you know, if you're new here, that you can always go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. You buy me a cup of coffee, then let me know in the chat on YouTube during the live show, or message me in between shows on my profile that I showed you earlier, psychic.cafe/Dax. Go over there. You have to join, but it's free to join the website. And then message me and say, hey, I just bought you a cup of coffee. I'm going to call in tomorrow. Here's my area code, you know. And you can give me your whole phone number. It shows up on, anyway, you know, on there. If you don't want to give your whole phone number, give, like, I'm area code 619. The last two digits of my phone number are 32, you know, and my name is Jack and whatever. And then I'll bring you on first. No waiting. And not only no waiting, I'll spend more time with you too. So basically how it works is, whether you're calling in or you've put a, let's say you put a question in the chat, but it's like 9, 10, 15 questions down, we'll stop whatever we're doing in the show and go right to your question in chat or right to your phone call, no waiting, right away, and spend, you know, up to like double the time we spend with the other callers. Also, if there's a couple of parts to this happened on one of the calls where someone bought me a cup of coffee, and there was a couple of parts to the question, and so I answered both. You know, we don't normally do more than one question. It's a limit of one question. Unless you go to psychic.cafe/coffee. Yes, okay. Gonna no more calls with their hand raised. So we're gonna go back to chat. We'll give some time for people to call in. 714-816-4628. I love that Jill called in. Yes. You know, don't always get to talk to our members and such on the phone. I just see them in the chat, except Charlotte. Charlotte always calls in. Not always, but a lot. And Michelle's in there now. Hey, Michelle, how are you feeling now? Are you recovering even more? We've got, what, 1, 2, 3 days till your next show. Let me know how you're doing in there. Where's Delilah is in there. And Dana Shree and Meta Crazy, that was Jill that was just on. By the way, I get confused. So if I forget, Jill, if I forget that you're Meta Crazy, or I forget that Meta Crazy is Jill, or, you know, I'm going to forget. Because, like, if you don't use the same name that you use on Psychic Talk, we've actually got people that have a different name in here in the chat on YouTube, a different name and profile and everything on Psychic Cafe, psychic.cafe. And on the Tarot Guild website, they have a profile and it's a completely different name. And there's like two different email addresses. The address at Psychic Cafe is not the same one that they have on the Tarot Guild site. And it's just very confusing. And I cannot memorize everybody. So, you know, I'm just saying, bear with me if I forget who you are or that you are so-and-so on the tarotguild.com and so-and-so on Psychic Cafe, www.psychiccafe. Bear with me. And, oh, Chelly's back again too. Yay. Let me scroll back up to the top. Private name. I saw them come in and they said a bunch of things, but then they retracted their questions. And Autumn had a question early on about, an exam, that looks like it disappeared too, or it got deleted or something. Oh, that might have been Dan. Hey, Dan, what was going on with Autumn? She or he messaged a couple of times. Autumn's one of our regulars back again, and so I'm going to wait and find out what's going on with that. Meanwhile, I'm just going to pull cards because I know Autumn asked that. Let's see. It's looking good, you know, Page of Wands, that's, you know, you studying in school, taking the courses, taking the exam, and the Four of Cups is a yes, the Two of Pentacles is a yes. Yeah, you know, I think you're going to pass really well. I don't know if it's going to be as well as you think. See, with the Four of Cups, right, look at the expression on the figure. And then look at the Two of Pentacles juggling there. I think that, you know, you might be, well, everybody in school is juggling a lot of stuff, especially if it's at university. I feel like you'll pass, but I feel like you won't be 100% happy with the outcome here. So just more studying is needed. More study. That's what the Page of Wands means in this instance. Can mean a lot of things, but I love when it's just very obvious, you know. Page of Wands is about higher education and learning and all that kind of stuff. Studying, you see him holding the staff there and staring at it. It's just like the Page of Pentacles, you know, just like really staring at the pentacle, you know. It's got that same energy to it. Let's see. So Anila had said, will Chime approve my rebuttal for my dispute claim and give me my money back? Is Chime a person? I'm assuming that's the name of a person. Or maybe it's not Will. It's the person's name is Will. I see. That's what I don't like about chat. It's so hard to understand what people are trying to say, especially if they're translating it. Will Chime approve my rebuttal for my dispute? I'm not sure what that means exactly, and give me my money back. But I don't really need to know. We're just going to pull cards on it and see what comes up, right? Let's do that. And I keep checking the phone lines. Oh, we do have a caller. 212's back. Hey, 212, I'm coming to you next, so don't go anywhere. Okay. 212 was on, and I don't know. I think Blog Talk must be dropping some people. Because there was a 212 before, they dropped off, and now there's a 212 back. Might be the same person, might not. So let's see what's going on with that. What do we got? Oh, this is not looking too good. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's one of those wishy-washy answers. Tarot loves to do that, by the way. And then it's fine, though, because I can look in the cards and I can see what the issue is, or I can pull more cards and find out what the issue is. You know, why is it not a strong yes or a strong no? That happens a lot, more often than not. You know, getting four yeses or even four no's is great if you can get it. Five yeses or five no's is so rare. You know, I mean, you guys heard it on the program here. You know, it's like when that comes up, I go, oh my God, it's a shoo-in, you know, because we rarely get five. I got the Death card. Again, that's a transition card. Kind of, sort of, like the Ten of Swords. Little different context to it, but it's the same thing. One door closes, another door opens. I think this is going to be taken care of, this situation. I'm getting a mixed, maybe yes, maybe no, on getting the money back. So in other words, it's gonna be over. And dead and done. And it, the whole thing's going to be over. And I think what's going on is you are attached to a certain outcome, because I'm getting the Devil card, which is our attachments, right? You're attached to a certain outcome, and I don't know if you're going to get exactly what you want. You know, I don't know if you're going to get all your money back or even if you're going to get your money back. But it will be – it looks like it's going to be satisfactorily taken care of. And if I was doing a private session with you, yeah, we could, you know, ask each of those things separately, pull lots of cards. We just don't have time to do that on these shows. This is just a whet your appetite mini reading is what we call these things, you know, because the whole idea is you're supposed to book a longer session if you need more information. That's the whole idea. But it's showing up at the end here, at the end, near future. That's that emotion around it, right? And the Nine of Cups, more emotion around it. The Nine of Cups is traditionally the wish come true card in tarot. Yeah, because nine is the end of the cycle in numerology. So this is fulfillment. Nine is the fulfillment number. And say that 10 times fast. The fulfillment number. And so it's the end of the cycle and you've achieved, you know, it first comes through with the eight. That's the abundance and prosperity number. So that's when you realize whatever you're doing, you know, it comes to fruition. You know, you start at one, have the impetus, and then two, then you are manifesting the creativity with three. Four is the actual manifestation. And then you move into the higher numbers all the way to eight is when you fully realize it. And then nine, of course, is the end, you know. So that's why the Nine of Cups is the wish come true card. And, you know, look at the look on his face there. He's got all his nice cups all lined up and everything. And so these two cards together is telling me it's a emotionally fulfilling, satisfactory outcome. You got the wish come true card. You've got the Page of Cups. You know, it's emotionally anyway. It's very good. Very, very good. I don't know that that necessarily translates to you getting what you want out of, you know, like you're making some kind of a claim, getting a judgment that like you are right and deserve your money back and getting your money back. I don't know that that's what this actually means because, like I said, I'm not getting a strong yes when I ask if you will get the money back. In fact, I'm getting one, two, possibly three yeses, but nine is often I take aces, which is one, and nine of cups, which is nine. Those are both odd numbers. So in my system, it's a no. But because they're such positive cards, depending on the context, sometimes the aces are yes and sometimes this is yes. In this case, if I don't take it as yes, I got one, two, three no's. And then the Devil card and the Death card are major arcana and yes. So it's leaning no, but my computer says yes, no. Thumbs up there. But because they're major arcana cards, they're really strong yeses, those two. So it's almost 50-50. Could go either way. You know, I wish I had a real clear answer for you, whether you're going to get the money back. When I first laid out the cards, I saw the Devil card and thought, okay, you're attached to a certain outcome. The Death card talking about, you know, it's coming to fruition. It's coming to an end. And my initial gut instinct was that you were not going to get your money back, or at least not all of it, or not in the way you want, or something like that. But these cards are really positive. So I think you're going to be satisfied in the end. Okay, so we'll just go with that. Let's go over and see if 212 is still on the caller lines here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 212, are you there? It's spinning on my... Cast your vote. Your votes will determine who goes to the top... Okay, I don't know what's going on there. do we have cross lines or something? So my switchboard is hanging up, you know, the evil circling thing. Let's, I'm going to try to bring him on one more time. 212? Hello? Oh, it connected this time. Are you there, 212? Area code 212. Hello? Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. They can listen to the show or call back in. It just dropped. Maybe they were having trouble and they're going to try calling back in. There may be an issue with Blog Talk. God, that's why I hate Blog Talk. Oh, my God. I'm going to scroll down. Okay, answered Autumn's, answered Anila. And Charlotte was saying hi to Autumn and to Anila. And let's see. And then we have that neat comment from Manil. Usually when there's two vowels, the first one is long, so it would be like Manil. But I'm used to like Manila, where you say ah. So I don't know if I should say Manil. Having a great day out there. What else? How's everybody else doing? What else is going on? Okay, I think Anila was asking something and Charlotte was answering back. She said antenna, but she meant Anila, I think. Those were the cards and number of the day. She's trying to fill her in here. What else is going on? Let's look down here. Anybody else put a question in? Okay, Dana Shree, I remember them coming in. Hello, sir. Coming towards my life in the... with the general reading. Okay, let's see what's going on. Oh, okay. That is interesting. Very good, very good. So, Dahana Shree. I like that. Maybe I'll just say Dahana. So, the Eight of Cups shows up. That's in alignment with the energy today from the date, which is that abundance and prosperity energy, 8. And we're in a world year of 8. So this whole thing, and just looking at the other cards, we're talking about either you're either already working on this. I suspect not. I'm getting the feeling more like this is going to start in summer. Okay. You are moving onwards and upwards from your current position into a better, much better position, okay? And it's mostly, you know, I'm not getting any of the romance cards or anything. It's even though we've got cups here, I'm getting wands and pentacles, and it just feels career. And it might be career or it might be business. It might be your business. And maybe you've not even thought about starting a business, but that's what's coming up in the cards. But it starts off here. That you have some emotional baggage with something and you need to nip that in the bud. You need to, I don't care what you need to do, some EFT tapping, release those blockages, you know, let go of holding on to how things were in the past. Maybe in the past you've never created a business and this is all new to you. You got to let go of, oh, but I've only made money in a certain way. Oh, I've only worked for other people. I don't know if I can work for myself and do my own business. According to these cards, you can. And that's the message that's coming through. Very loud and clear, actually. You need to move onwards and upwards here, okay? After taking care of the emotional baggage around some things. And then your ship's going to come in. That's the Three of Wands. Your ship's coming in. But that three energy is creativity and communication. I really feel like you see how he's looking out there for the ships. I think that you need to do some introspection and especially some research. I'm getting that feeling like research, looking into what you should be doing. Because the next card is the Knight of Pentacles followed by the Nine of Pentacles. So the Nine of Pentacles, self-made woman. Now, you may or I don't know if if Donna Shree is a male or female name. So you might be male or female. It does not matter the gender, okay? Self-made woman, also self-made man, doesn't matter. This is another one of, you know, that nine energy, like the nine of cups. Things, the wish come true, and especially the emotional feeling around it. With this nine of pentacles, it's the same thing, but it's not talking about, you know, your emotional fulfillment, but your material fulfillment, okay? And I think of this as the entrepreneur card, right? And then right before that, and actually he's marching towards that, is this Knight of Pentacles. And that is making slow, steady progress with this thing that you start. And like I said, I'm getting that summer feeling before you have everything together, but you can start now and you're researching and so forth. And then this moves into this, and then you become the self-made person. So I hope that makes sense. Anyway, let me go back to the phone lines. Okay. Area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, wait, I think that's Charlotte. Is that you, Charlotte?
It is me. I was just calling to see if the phone lines were working, and apparently they are. So.
That's great. That's great. You can call in anytime and do that as one of our moderators / soon-to-be hosts, because you're going to get on the shows, right?
I am.
I'm still waiting.
Yep. I'm ready.
You're getting geared up now, aren't you? You're ready now.
Because
I remember
I'm
you said
really
February.
Excited.
Now we're in March. Are you ready? How's things going along? And what do you think? Are you going to be doing like more initially? Are you going to be doing more of like my mind's blanking here. The not
Oracle
the tarot
cards,
but the or that's
cards.
The word. I couldn't think of for the life of me. I couldn't think of the word oracle. Anyway, I was thinking let me rephrase my question. What I was asking was, in the beginning when you get on, you think you're going to be doing more oracle cards, or are you going to be doing the animal communication, or is that going to come later? What do you think?
You know, we'll see what happens with the animal communication. I mean, because it's just like the other day in chat, somebody's cat.
Mm-hmm.
Came and hung out with me.
I remember that. It was hilarious.
And nobody ever claimed her. So I, unless it was one of Michelle's cats, but I, so that was just incidental, but I have, you know, I mean, we'll try some animal communication, and caveat that I'm a beginner, and you know, if things don't come through right, that I'll keep learning and get better as we go. But I'm excited. I feel like I have so much to share. Not that I've lived an extraordinary life, but I just
mm-hmm.
feel like I have.
Well, and the more you do it,
so stupid. I feel like I have so much love to share.
Right. And the more you do it, the more intuitive you get, and you'll be better with the cards, and you won't need the cards at some point maybe, and you shift into animal communication. I don't know.
Yeah. But I do feel like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you let me know. You let me know.
People. You name the day,
yeah,
I'll
but
be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me know. You know, we can have you pop on. You can join me as a guest co-host on tomorrow's show, or on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday next week. You know, you just let me know when you're comfortable, and jump on the live with me. And of course, you have to work on your camera, your background. You know, are you going to have one of those, what do you call it, green screen backgrounds that you've put up before? Or are you going to do an actual, like I'm doing a physical background. But I also like the ones where you just put a nice picture behind you. Didn't we make one for you that was like
yeah.
that body of water with the trees.
Yeah, my favorite place. It is the most.
Yeah, I mean that's perfect.
It's like everyone should go to that lake. It is just so. It's not very big, but oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would use that and see how it looked. Because sometimes you can get, you know, funny outlines. And then if that, you know, around the edges of your head and stuff. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to have to go dig through my stuff and see if I can find my, I think I have a mandala wall hanging.
Okay.
You know, one of those big.
It's however you want to do it. So just let me know. Let me know when you're set up and ready to go and what day you want to pop on. And by the way, for those of you in the audience, you know, Charlotte has been a host on the network before, way back, and, you know, has been a listener for forever, but she's also a lifetime member of the Guild. So she can come on and, like I was discussing in the beginning of the show, and when Jill was on the line about being a guest co-host and just popping in and promoting yourself, promote your business, do some readings with us. And, you know, you can just get your feet wet, Charlotte. Like what I'm thinking is, you know, you could just be a sounding board and be here to chat about things with me as a co-host. And, you know, you can pull some oracle cards for the callers and the people in chat. If nothing's coming through, you're not getting anything for a certain question, just say, hey, Dax, I'm not getting anything on that. And, you know, we'll go to my cards, what I got. So there's no pressure or nothing like that, you know.
Right.
But
yeah.
Let me know when you want to jump on. You know, we can do it as early as tomorrow, or we can wait till next week and do it sometime. Talk to me after the show, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then also remind me when I talk to you after the show, we can pop on a private Zoom together, test out your backgrounds, test out your audio, you know, how things look and everything, and see if, you know, it's all set and we can chit chat about guest co-hosting. How about that?
Yeah, that's good too. That's
okay. Well, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to go back to the chat. Unless you have a question, you need cards pulled on or something.
You know, when Autumn asked, you know, what was good, I gave her my answer.
I thought that was great, by the way. When she did that in chat and everybody responded, I thought that was great. Everybody talking about how their day is. We should do that every day.
Yeah, but it's just that's just how the energy I'm feeling today that is, I mean, it's literally bombarding me. I feel like I have to run out my door and find somebody to, like, give a hug to or something, you know what I mean? And
why not?
When I woke up this morning, I used to do this every morning, but the first thing I did was, you know, I just give myself just a few seconds, if you take a few breaths, and then just on my heart chakra, and then just send, and then picture the earth, because this is the only way I can do it, make sure everything spreads. And I sent love all the way around the earth. So it's there with people who need it, and people who need it, it's there to use. People who don't want it, they don't have to take it. But love is in the air, courtesy of Charlotte.
Awesome. Well, I'll talk to you soon, Charlotte. I also have to get a hold of Catherine, because I've been supposed to have a call with her yesterday, and a previous day, and it's just like I cannot connect with her, and we don't. I'm not sure if she's doing her show Friday or what. It's like crazy. So I might be on a call with her after the show. I don't know, but I'll try to get on with you as soon as I can. Okay, bye, Charlotte. I'm going to go back to the chat here. Thanks for calling in. And by the way, you know, if you're ever watching, listening, and you notice that I might be having issues with the caller queue, with the switchboard, go ahead and dial in, and I know your number. I'll bring you on so we can do an audio test, which is basically what we just did, folks. We did an audio test. Obviously, Charlotte was able to get through. I brought her on. I was able to hear her. She could hear me. So it's like everything seems to be working, but like a couple of callers, you know, like especially that, like that 212, you know, I don't know if they just weren't paying attention or what, but I couldn't hear them. You know, so I give up. By the way, in the chat, I got a question from Chile, but MetaCrazy was saying how Chime is a bank. And yes, I do know about Chime the bank, Jill, but when I read their question, it just didn't connect. Like, I thought of the bank when I saw Chime, but I was like, but it doesn't look like that's what she's asking about, because it looked like she was asking about a person, but I guess she means getting money back from the bank. Yeah, I don't know. But Jill says Chime is an online bank app and they are infamous for stealing. Aha. So maybe that's why I was getting all of those cards that were kind of leaning towards maybe not getting their money back. New Ben is popped back in as well. That's cool. That's cool. Okay. And let me see here. Go back to Chile. Now, earlier on, where is Dyla came in and said, what are we all talking about? I was talking about that view count earlier. We're up to 39 during the live show. That's pretty cool. I don't have transportation. Do you see me landing employment or getting SSI? Okay, so this is for Chile. And let's see here. Okay. So when I look at employment, I get the justice card. Which is weird, because I would think I would get the justice card in relation to SSI and whether or not you were getting the SSI. But I pulled this card for that and a different card for SSI. So, you know, this is looking really positive. And then I get the Four of Swords, you know, so this is a yes and a yes. And one of them is a Major Arcana card. So it looks really good. Four of Swords, though, there's that's taking a step back, and sometimes it's like recharging. It's one of the thinking outside the box cards. Okay, so it may be saying to take a step back, Chile, and look at the whole situation with employment and go at it from a different angle. And that there might be a slight delay. And so I'm getting, it may take 4 weeks, 4 days to 4 weeks. How fast you do it is entirely up to you, entirely up to you. You know, you are the magician and can manifest. And I say that because we got the magician card too. That's coming up next. Okay, so, and then So the main card was supported by the Four of Swords. Now, talking about the SSI, I got the Hanged Man, the card of the day. Yes. And I think that one of the traditional meanings with, you know, it taking a little bit longer, you know, a little delay here, I think it's more likely that you get employment before the SSI kicks in. But I think it'll still happen, though, because Major Arcana card, and then another big fat yes, Major Arcana card, the Magician, like I was just mentioning. It's really weird because the Justice card should have showed up for the SSI saying, because often when you're talking about something like that coming through, whether it's a legal case or working within a bureaucracy, such as getting some kind of assistance or SSI or anything along those lines, I often get the Justice card saying that's going to happen. And then when I was talking about all that with you, I was saying about how fast you can manifest this, and that's when the Magician's card should have showed up for that, but it didn't. They're like crossed. It is just weird. Just, oh, I hate when tarot does it that way. I like it when it does it where it's, whoa, you know. But what I think this is saying is, you know, there's the delay. But remember when I said in the beginning of the show, and I was talking about the card of the day, the numerology and all, and I said that because this card showed up with the Heart of the Matter card being that Knight of Wands, taking action, that the traditional delay meanings and maybe take a break and thinking outside the box and stepping back and all that kind of stuff, I didn't think applied. I think it was more getting a different perspective on things. And because the Magician card is coming in, talking about your ability to make this happen, to manifest it, is I think it might be talking about, like, are there different routes to greasing the wheels a little and getting the SSI through? You know, are you focused on that? Or are you just letting it lay, like, okay, I applied for SSI and I'm sort of looking for a job? You know, that's not being focused. Being focused is like you're there every day in the SSI office. How's my case going? You know, where is it at this point? You know, is there anything we can do to speed things along? You know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, as well as what I said before, can you grease the wheel? Same, different thing, but same thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what I'm getting for the SSI. And this is, you know, that's what I'm getting for employment. I still think you might end up getting the employment first, somewhere between 4 days and 4 weeks. So between now and the beginning of April in there. But it all depends on how focused you are and how much you adopt, you know, the Magician outlook. I can manifest how I want things to be, you know. New band had come in. I said, hello. I don't know. Did you put in a question, New Ben? Don't see anything yet. Dan says, you can also watch the replay. That's right. If you miss anything, watch the replay. First name, last name's in. Yay. First name, last name just got here. Yeah. I'm not done yet. I'm going to try and make this really short, one of the shorter shows, because I did a two-hour show on Monday. Went over an hour yesterday. I'm trying to make this one a little bit shorter because I'm going to be back tomorrow anyway, right? And, you know, if it's really important in between shows, book a session with me. In fact, you can get it for 50% off right here. Psychic.cafe/sale. On the sale page, just scroll down. And it's $49.99 to book a session with me, normally $99.99. So you're saving $50. That's 50% off. Psychic.cafe/sale to book a session in between shows. You might have to scroll down on the page a little bit. The top part is about the lifetime membership, which you can also sign up for before it goes away. Just two payments of $39 or one payment of $78. The number of cards in the tarot. Let's see. I rewinded it and didn't see what the answer was. Oh, no, I did answer everything, Anila. It's You have to scroll back some to listen to it. And you won't be able to scroll back right now. She said, I scrolled back. No, you can't go back until we're done with the live. And then when it's a recording, you'll be able to go back and listen. First name, last name, if you had something, you can pop it in. Otherwise, I'm going to look at Melissa said, I asked you about Clyde going to get his Social Security retirement check. You said, yes, we are supposed to let us know in 30 days. Okay. I'm not sure. Are you saying it happened or you're still waiting, Melissa? I don't know if there's a question there or not. What did Dan say? Okay. Let me go back over. Oh, no phone calls. Well, we can get out of here soon then, unless somebody pops in. There's still time to pop in your question. But I'm going to go back over here. I'll be back tomorrow and maybe with Charlotte. If not, I'll be back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week too, plus Saturday and Sunday. Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Remember, you can go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. Maybe you're enjoying these shows. Maybe you like hanging out here every day and you want to help us keep the lights on. Maybe you got a great reading and you want to give us a tip, you know. Maybe on the next show, you want to get your question answered first right away and you want me to spend more time with you. The way you do that, all those things, go to psychic.cafe/coffee, grab me a cup of coffee. Oh, and Melissa said you told me to keep you updated. Yes. That's what I thought you were getting at. But you're supposed to be told in the next 30 days then? Or that's what we said when questioned. I don't know which is which. But, yeah, keep us updated, Melissa. And let's see, going back over here, again, we're doing a live discussion and Q&A via Zoom at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. That's 9 p.m. London, every Sunday now. And all you need, you don't have to come and get the Zoom link and all that kind of stuff. We put the Zoom link in for that Sunday after the previous Sunday. So on Sunday, coming up at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, just type in psychic.cafe/Zoom, psychic.cafe/Zoom, and you can join us on the Zoom. And it's a open live discussion and Q&A. You can ask anything you want. You can ask about psychic development, psychic sciences. You can ask about numerology and tarot, all those kind of like general questions. How's the law of attraction work? What are the steps? What? How do you do this? How do you do that? What about this? You know, you have questions about specific cards in tarot or how to do spreads or, you know, everything is wide open. Maybe you're taking my course right now, Tarot by the Numbers, and you're stuck on something. That's what our Zooms are for. That's your live Q&A that was promised to our students of my course. And in addition to general questions about the course, you can ask about the guild, becoming a member of the guild, becoming a professional tarot reader, a professional psychic advisor. How do you get certified? How do you set up your business on Psychic Cafe? You can ask about getting your certificates, or maybe you need a certificate reprinted or something, how to set up your profile. Also, it's a brand new community social networking platform/website, www.psychic.cafe, that we launched this year. And there's a lot of features, and maybe you want to know the steps to submit a blog post or an event for the calendar, or how to do status updates, pop in a picture, pop in a video, and how do you do all that, friending people, messaging people, you know, and it's different on a laptop versus a phone, and I can show you both and everything. That's what the Zoom meetings for, is like absolutely anything about the guild, psychic talk, like becoming a psychic talk host, or co-host or guest co-hosting, or doing your own custom show. Any questions about the guild, any questions about Psychic Cafe. Now, this coming Sunday, we're going to be doing a workshop with Pamela Steele on the Celtic Cross first, before the live discussion and Q&A. So it'll all be in that same hour, starting at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. 5 hours later. So that's, 9 p.m. London. Okay, so join us on Sunday after the show. I'll be on with Pamela. We're in our 20th year at the Tarot Guild. Wow. And then here's the sale I was talking about. Hold on, I got to get some water. So the lifetime membership, 75% off through the rest of this month. It's just $78. The number of cards in the tarot deck, or I've added to the sale page below that button to buy it for $78. There's a link for two payments of $39 to make it even easier. So you pay $39 now and you're in. So that gets you started. And then next month, it'll automatically charge you another $39, which is the $78 we were just talking about. One time, no recurring fees. You're paid up for life after you pay that. And you get all of our panel discussions, workshops, live Q&As, and then all of our replays of all of those. You get free certification. That saves you $124. You get my course, Tarot by the Numbers. That saves you $297. You get to be a guest co-host on our shows, promote you and your business on Psychic Cafe, all of our social media outlets, our radio shows, our YouTubes, and also on that same page, like I said, scroll down below the lifetime membership and you'll see where you can book a session with me for half price, $49.99. So it's Psychic Cafe/sale, psychic.cafe/sale. Okay. And so hopefully after this show, I will hear from Catherine and we'll find out what's going on with her and whether or not she's going to be able to continue with her Friday shows. Michelle's Mystic Corner is coming up in 3 days on Saturday. Hopefully she's recovered. She had some, procedures, over a week ago and she's recovering nicely and hopefully will be ready on the 9th and I'll be there with her. Yes. Yes. And then like I already told you about the 10th, but a week later, Sunday the 17th, Maria will be back with the Angelic View, and I'll be on there as a guest co-host with her. Yes. So that's what's going on. Let me look back in. Where's Delilah? Says, love it. Okay. Dan says, my apologies for screwing up earlier with Autumn. Yeah, so everybody was asking in the chat and wondering what happened because Autumn had asked a question or made a comment too. There was like two of them that disappeared and it said that Dan deleted them. And we're like, what happened? But fortunately when one of the moderators deletes, I'm able to go on there and click a link and it shows me what was deleted. So I was able to draw cards and to answer Autumn's question anyway. So no problem, Dan, we got it taken care of. And Charlotte says, Dan, everybody makes mistakes. We're sure it will be fine. Yep. And, that's what happens when we're hanging out at the cafe, having our coffee with Kahlua and Bailey's thrown in it. Things like that happen. So I want to thank everybody for being here. I had a great time. Today went incredibly smooth, except for losing some of the calls. Still don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. It is just insane. And, I am seriously considering, I know a lot of the hosts want the Blog Talk and we can keep it going, but on some of these shows, when it's just our Psychic Talk daily shows, where I'm the host and sometimes a guest co-host with me, I may start just taking questions from chat, just doing YouTube and not doing a blog talk on every show. That's a possibility. because it is a pain in the butt going back and forth. And, you know, I know everybody likes hearing the phone calls and everybody likes being able to call in and talk directly. And, you know, I understand all that. But, you know, most live streams on YouTube, they don't have call-in lines. We're one of the only ones that do. Oh, where's Delilah? Say, can I have a card? Okay, let me do that real quick before I get out of here. Oh, the card of the day from Monday? It was a few days ago, the star card. Okay, so what am I getting, Delilah? The Five of Cups. Okay, this is the crying over spilt milk card. There's something that you're not obviously not happy with, you know, and it's got you, you know, cups are emotions. It's got you emotional about this. And, but the star card shows up. The message that the universe wants you to hear is there is always hope. There is always hope. And like I pointed out, I think it was Monday, Tuesday. I don't know when this was the card of the day, just a few days ago. This is card 17. 1 + 7 = 8. So 17 reduces to 8 in numerology, which once again, that's the world year number. That's also the energy today. And I keep wanting to say creativity and communication. That's 3. Sorry. And 8 is 3 and 5. Yeah, we could look at it that way. But no, 8 is abundance and prosperity. That is the world year number. That is the date number today. And that is what's coming up in the card is, you know, hang on to the hope because you're going to be able to realize and manifest abundance and prosperity. And it is your life path. Actually, she was mentioning his life path, Delilah. And it's interesting because in the card, the Five of Cups, and there is this bridge over this river and a building or a house or castle or something in the background. This is the goal that you're trying to get to by going over the bridge. And the way over the bridge is next to these two upright cups, but the figure's attention is on the three spilt cups. Often reminds me of the Four of Cups, where he's looking at the three. It's always three cups. Why is that? He's looking at the three cups and then the fourth one's being offered. It's a similar thing here-ish. You know, you got the three cups that have spilt, but back here, there's two upright cups. All the person has to do is turn around and they'll see those cups and they'll be able to go over this bridge to the goal. The river is the river of life. That's your life path. You're the river of life along there. Yeah. Just thought of that when Delilah said my life path. Okay. Joe's got an interesting question. Hi, Joe. Welcome back. Have we talked about that before? Have I already found my future husband? I know I've already pulled cards for you, but I can't remember what your question was. So I don't know if it was the same question or different. Definitely looks differently worded. Have I already found my future husband? Sorry, Joe. It's saying maybe. The Nine of Swords, the Ace of Swords should be a no. And then the Ten of Swords, Ten of Cups, and Two of Swords is a yes. So it's leaning yes, you may have already met him or her, but it's interesting because you've got the Nine of Swords, the Ten of Swords. There are way too many swords here. You are surrounded by all these swords. And the central focus is this is where you want to get, right? Your future husband, idyllic family life. This is actually the central focus card. So, you know, you can actually get there. Tens are to, and the Nine of Swords, nine is the end of the cycle. And then these tens are new beginnings. You know, one door closes, another door opens. But it's that 10 energy right after the nine, right before the one. And then we get the one, the Ace of Swords. So, you know, what I'm getting here is Two of Swords. There's some choice, some decision that you're either unable or unwilling to make, and you need to do that so you can get down to this one sword and move forward to get to the idyllic family life. But bookended on each side, bookending the spread, you know, so you got the Two of Swords and the Ace of Swords in the middle with the Ten of Cups, like right in the middle. That's the heart of the matter card. These two are on the outside. What does that tell you? Overthinking this. You are overthinking this. It's more likely than not. You know, if you want a straightforward answer, you know, really it's maybe. But looking at the cards, looking at how everything's dealt, looking at the interconnections, you know, I get a more of a most likely to me. You know, I get this strong feeling that you've already met this future husband, this person. But you are overthinking things, and you need to get it from all those nine swords, ten swords. Oh, my God. Get it down to that one sword in the Ace of Swords, that one thought or idea. Yeah. The universe has a nice way of pranking us. Yes, and tarot is like that. Tarot likes to mess with you. Also, it has a tendency that if you ask the same question over and over again, I guess hoping for a different answer, and you're shuffling cards and you're, you know, keep asking the same question, you're either yourself a couple times a day or every day you're asking the same question, or if you're going to multiple readers and psychics, the answers from the tarot will get real muddled, or outright it'll give you a ridiculous answer. Yeah, it has a personality that way. Yeah. You're welcome, Joe. Yeah, I was going to get out of here, but I wanted to get your question in and Delilah's in there. But hey, I'm going to be back tomorrow, maybe with Charlotte. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But bye, everybody, for today. Thank you. I had fun. Really liked it today.